Winter range closures remain in effect in Wyoming for about another week. We'll talk about closures in the Laramie region. This is the Wyoming Outdoorsman. I'm Ray Hageman. The Wyoming Game and Fish Department reminds outdoor enthusiasts that winter range closures remain in effect throughout Wyoming and in many areas statewide. These closures apply to all unauthorized human presence, including but not limited to shed hunting, camping, hiking, and fishing. Now, despite recent mild weather and limited snow at lower elevations, these seasonal closures play a critical role in reducing human disturbance to wintering wildlife. Disturbance during this time of year can place significant stress on animals and increase energy demands when resources are limited. Closures can also help conserve available forage on native winter ranges, which is essential for wildlife survival throughout the season. In the Laramie region, seasonal restrictions on Game and Fish Wildlife Habitat Management Areas, or WHMAs, will remain in place until 8 a.m. May 1st. Opening dates and times may vary across the state and are available on the Game and Fish WHMA webpage on the Game and Fish website. Winter closure restrictions are currently in effect for the following WHMAs in the Laramie region: Forbes Sheep Mountain, Laramie Peak on Game and Fish lands, including Hay Canyon, Tony Ridge, and Duck Creek Canyon, Mule Creek Ranch, vehicle closure on Pennock Mountain, and Pilot Hill. Additional seasonal restrictions include Wick Brothers Bumi WHMA south of Interstate 80. That's closed until 8 a.m. on May 16th. And the Thorne Williams Wildlife Habitat Management Area. Vehicular access is restricted there until 8 a.m. on June 1st. The Wyoming Game and Fish Department appreciates the public's cooperation in respecting these closures and helping to ensure the health of Wyoming's wildlife populations. This has been the Wyoming Outdoorsman, a program by the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. Thanks for listening. I'm Ray Hageman.